Out of This World Radio mit Ted Ma aus Seattle, aus Amerika. Wir haben gerade das Lied gespielt, Thank You Water, eine Liebeserklärung an das Wasser. Im Text wurde auch gesprochen, wie wichtig Wasser ist, welche Funktionen es hat und wie lebenswichtig es ist. Und wir haben auch im Folgeneinstieg gehört, dass gerade die Hopi-Indianer ein riesiges Problem haben mit verseuchtem Wasser und wir können hier alle gemeinsam helfen. Es gibt auch Seiten wie zum Beispiel cleanwaterfoundation.org oder globalgivings.org/projects/water4Hopi, vor mit 4 geschrieben. Wenn Sie helfen wollen, dann können Sie auch direkt bei Radio Soul sich melden, office@radiosoul.at, schreiben Sie uns ein E-Mail und wir helfen Ihnen, den Kontakt herzustellen. Die Hopi-Indianer sind unsere Brüder. Das kann nicht sein, dass die da mit einem verseuchten Wasser leben müssen und noch dazu jetzt in dieser furchtbaren Lockdown-Zeit kaum Möglichkeiten haben, aus ihrem Reservoir zu kommen. Ja, damit gebe ich wieder das Wort weiter an Ted Marr. Let's go, Ted.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I want to tell everyone too, I'm having what I call a Galactic Wisdom Conference this March in Olympia, Washington, March 13th and 14th.
Ted hat wieder seine galaktische Konferenz im März vom 13. zum 14. diesen Jahres. Where again, Ted? Where is it?
Olympia, Washington, an hour south of Seattle.
Okay.
And the website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com.
www.galacticwisdomconference.com.
And it only costs $25 for the whole weekend.
Und es kostet nur $25 für das gesamte Wochenende.
You can appear in person or plug in by Zoom online to listen to everything.
Man kann persönlich dran teilnehmen oder über Zoom.
And I also hoped I want to have a segment. I'm still working on the schedule. A segment for the Hopi as well as part of the conference.
Und ein Teil dieser Konferenz wird auch dann über die Hopi sein.
Yeah, and I want Ernest and Leon and Martha to all be part of that. So.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, sir. We'll get you into the schedule. I'm still working on the schedule. So, yeah. So anyway, even though you don't see, you will be in the schedules. You will be there.
Okay.
And you still have the water filter to put on display.
I do. Yes, it's over here. Actually, I've been sitting here for months for you. So, yeah, it's still here.
Still waiting for you to come visit.
I'm trying. I'm trying, believe me.
Oh, I know.
I also want to tell everyone too that, you know, it's been a hard year to 2020 was a tough year for everyone, but I know that there are better times coming for all of us, and things will get much, much, much better.
2020 war herausfordernd für jeden und Ted weiß aber, es wird etwas viel Schöneres jetzt kommen, es wird kommen und die Zukunft sieht gut und glücklich und hell aus.
Yeah, I published a book a couple of years ago called Messages from the Masters, which is all about our beautiful, bright future.
I can show it, Ted.
Okay, thank you.
Looking for it.
She's got a copy. There it is there.
Also Ted hat, ich glaube, 2018 sein erstes Buch veröffentlicht, Botschaften der Meister. Ist leider jetzt hier spiegelverkehrt.
Yeah.
Und yeah. Wer da gerne mal reinlesen möchte, der kann Ted anschreiben.
Yeah.
There is a German copy of it available.
Yeah, a German copy is available at my publishers in Munich, but with the lockdown, everything's been frozen. It'll probably be available in maybe in about 2 months or so. So,
yeah. And I'd just like to add that we can all, you know, help make the future brighter. Just
absolutely. That's
what we say, what we do, what we think, and serving is a huge part of it. And not leaving anyone behind. And the Hopi have been the wisdom keepers for the planet for so long.
Yeah, right.
Really a great opportunity to help protect the protectors.
Right.
It's just a really good way to serve. And I think service is could be a great theme for 2021.
Absolutely.
Yes. That would be totally awesome. What great theme to go on.
Eine Momente, bitte. I want to give Saskia some time to translate. Yeah.
Also Martha sagte gerade, wie wichtig es ist, jeder nimmt dran teil und gestaltet diese neue Zukunft mit. Und eine wunderbare Art, dies zu tun, ist, im Dienst zu sein, zu dienen. Und in diesem Fall eben die Hopi zu unterstützen. Ganz, ja, sie unterstützen, sie sind eigentlich die Wächter der Weisheit dieser Erde. Und ich glaube, es sollte uns allen am Herzen liegen, dass hier die Hilfe zu ihnen kommt, die sie jetzt benötigen.
Ja.
Yeah. Have to expect miracles.
Mm?
Again, yeah. Have to expect miracles.
Right, yeah. Right.
Because ich muss erwarten und das Jahr 2021 unter dem Thema Ich diene. Ich diene jetzt einfach dem höheren Wohl.
I think it's very important to realize, instead of waiting for a government or others to open up the countries, if you wait, you're going to be locked down forever.
You could be. Wir sollten aufhören zu warten, dass irgendeine Regierung etwas löst für uns oder dass irgendjemand für uns die Maßnahmen wieder wegnimmt. Wir könnten für immer wahrscheinlich im Warten bleiben.
So I think what we need to do is to simply open up our own countries wherever you are now.
Ja. Yeah. Und was wir tun könnten, ist einfach, wir öffnen jetzt einfach wieder. Wir machen es einfach. Jeder für sich.
Übrigens, in Österreich ist ja auch Lockdown und heute hat ein Geschäft eröffnet, obwohl Lockdown ist. Die Polizei ist gekommen, aber es war friedlich und das Geschäft ist geöffnet geblieben. Also es war wirklich ein Statement, das hier gesetzt wurde.
Okay.
At least not lock down our hearts. At least, you know, keep our borders open with our hearts.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, because, you know, people want to be healthy, but they also want to be free too. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to be treated like slaves, mm-hmm. where there's locks down forever. That's not the way to live, mm-hmm. you know.
Wir Menschen möchten frei sein, wir möchten nicht eingesperrt sein, wir möchten nicht wie Sklaven behandelt werden und ja.
And I know that there are good times for all of us. And instead of, for example, that's what started me, you know, working on the Hopi clean water and food too, because rather than wait for the federal government to do something, which they haven't ever done, well, very little, President Trump did, but in the past, nobody else did anything. Mm-hmm. We just do it on our own. That's what makes the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. Also auch hier wieder, anstatt zu warten, dass irgendeiner kommt und hilft, einfach selber losgehen und diese Hilfe sein und diese Hilfe anbieten.
You know, I mean, actually, I'm not going to get into politics today, but when President Obama was president, he actually fought against clean water for the Hopi. He stopped clean water projects.
Als Präsident Obama noch Präsident war, dann hat hat gegen die Hopis und beziehungsweise gegen sauberes Wasser für die Hopi-Indianer sich ausgesprochen.
You know,
and what you said, Ted, about, you know, just people working together, that's how this whole project started. Just the two of us meeting each other,
that's
realizing
right.
that the power of two or three of us and then four, right. then five.
Right.
Now the airline ambassadors, now you all over, you know, are expanding the message, you know, globally. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is how it happens, just like what we're doing right here.
Right.
Just
right. Don't
just
wait.
Get her done. Don't wait. Just get her done.
Don't wait. Don't wait for something else to come in. Take the responsibility on your own to change and make the world a better place. That's what's important here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not waiting for anybody else to do the work, because they don't. Unless you do it, sometimes nothing gets done. So
mm-hmm. That's amazing what you can do.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Hi, Eric.
I can't do this no more. With what you're saying about Trump, I disagree with everything you're saying.
Okay, sorry about that.
And with this virus, he's the cause of this. Why we're keep going. And I can't do this. I'm going to have to leave.
Okay. Well, listen, Ernest, we're all on the same page, and we all want to, you know, get clean water for you guys and raise funds to do that. So we're all on the same page for that. I won't talk about politics anymore on the show. But I'm just saying that we need to all work together to make this world a better place. And that's what we're doing today, Ernest, because all the monies we get will go directly.
Yeah, but we can't keep lying about President Trump.
Well, I'm not gonna make any more political comments, okay? I'm sorry if I did. I apologize. But I just want to get everybody on the same page, Ernest, to get clean water for the Hopi. And that's something we can, and water and food. And then we can all agree upon that, regardless of who's running for president. So let's leave the politics out.
Well,
and just
you guys have a, well, you guys have a good talk. I'm sorry. I can't do this. I'm leaving.
All right, Ernest. Well, we respect your viewpoints, my friend, and I hope you have a good day.
Okay, Saskia, vielleicht kurz erwähnen. Also
ja, also Ernest ist nicht ganz der Einstellung eben gegenüber Trump. Er hat da seine Befindlichkeiten und hat jetzt lieber die Show verlassen, was wir einfach respektieren. Das ist völlig in Ordnung. Ja. Das hindert uns aber nicht daran, jetzt weiter im Positiven für die Hopis natürlich jetzt zu arbeiten und zuzusehen, dass wir ihnen behilflich sein können.
Ja. Everyone's experiences are different, and you know, right. We just can't. Yeah,
we still love you, Ernest. Of course, we're going to continue to working for the Hopi, irregardless. And I guess that's one of the messages that President Kennedy has, is that we're all one, regardless of our political affiliations or party affiliations, and we all want to make the world a better place. So I'm going to continue in my efforts to do that.
Yeah. Also wir alle sind eins und egal welcher Einstellung, religiöse, politische Einstellung, wir sind eins und ich glaube, wir arbeiten wirklich alle für dasselbe Frieden, Liebe.
Right.
And the main thing is that we're getting the Hopi's water filtration systems. We are doing a big, it's been fantastic on what you've been doing, Ted, to start the movement and you know, working together works. So let's just work together. We're doing some great things. We got great momentum going. That's the key, that we have put a grassroots effort together that's really made an impact. And that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, with tremendous respect for each other, you know, no matter what our experiences or our viewpoints.
Right, right. Also es wurde schon großartig erreicht, einfach weil eben wenige sich zusammengetan haben. Und großen Dank an Ted, der diese Initiative gestartet hat, die Hopi zu unterstützen. Es gibt mittlerweile diese Wasserfilter. Ist mittlerweile sehr gewachsen. Die Hilfe ist da. Und ich glaube, darauf sollten wir uns fokussieren. Völlig egal, wie die politische Einstellung von irgendjemand ist.
I think one of the
für jeden ist wichtig.
Thank you, Saskia. I think one of the lessons today is that we're all children of God. We all have the spark of God within us, and we all want to make this world a better place. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, whatever party affiliation you are. We all have common ground in making the world a better place. That's the purpose of my show, and the purpose of today's show is to help the Hopi, period. I don't care who you voted for, whether you like Trump or not. It doesn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. My purpose of this program today is to raise money for the Hopi so they can get clean water and food, period. Mm-hmm. Leave the politics out, you know.
Der Sinn von Ted's Show ist, Geld zusammenzusammeln, Spenden zu erhalten, um Essen und sauberes Wasser für die Hopi zur Verfügung zu haben, bereitzustellen. Politische Einstellungen spielen dabei keine Rolle, egal wer wen, wo, wann gewählt hat. Es spielt hier in dem Fall keine Rolle, denn es geht hier um die Hopi.
And I think after this political mess is over with, perhaps in a couple of months, hopefully, the Hopi will still need clean water and they'll still need food. So who cares about politics? Let's get what's most important, which is helping these beautiful people. So
exactly. That's that's the whole key. That's the whole key.
Right.
And you've been doing an unbelievable great job, Ted, because just on your show, we have been able, from the clean water side, been able to do some amazing things to put over 300 water units in homes for the Hopi and Navajo reservation. Wow. And we're just sending another, because of your show and Martha's show and our fundraising and global giving, we're sending another 35 water units tomorrow to 35 homes for the Hopi and Navajo tribes.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And this is just on the side, not through global giving, just individuals that seen Martha's show, who I've sent links out to say, hey, let's put some more water units in. I want to get involved. So this is an unbelievable movement that we got going, and right. we got to keep right. it going.
Right, yeah. exactly.
Because
exactly.
like I said, I wouldn't have never heard about the situation if I wasn't on your show, because we do water units all over the world. And when you right. said, what about in the United States? And I was like, I didn't know it was an issue in the United States. And you was like, yeah, in Arizona with the Hopi and Navajo tribe. So from that day that you made that announcement, we've done some unbelievable, spectacular things on the reservation, which is awesome.
Go ahead.
Right. Also, so thank you.
Yeah.
I will translate it. It's important to translate it. Yeah. Also Dank nochmal von Leon an Ted, an Martha, die, wo eben er selber stellt ja Wasserflöte her für die ganze Welt. Aber erst über Ted erfuhr er, dass das Problem auch in Amerika besteht mit unsauberem Wasser. Und hier ist ja erst das Projekt entstanden, für die Hopi-Indianer diese Wasserfilter zu herzustellen. Und mittlerweile haben 300 Haushalte der Hopi-Indianer Wasserfilter erhalten. Morgen gehen 35 weitere Wasserfilter an Familien der Hopi-Indianer. Und das ist nur möglich gewesen, indem man eben die Show, Ted seine Shows macht, Martha darüber spricht und die Menschen sich verbinden und gemeinsam hier etwas realisieren, was wunderbar ist. Vielen Dank dafür. Thank you so much, everybody.
You know, we have to emphasize that we're all humans on the same page, facing the same challenges, regardless of which political party you are from.
Mm-hmm. Also hier nochmal betont, wir sind Menschen, wir sind alle eins. Wir haben dieselben Probleme, dieselben Herausforderungen zu bewältigen, egal welcher politischen Besinnung oder Einstellung oder Glaubensrichtung man auch sein will.
No. Last year, I had been broadcasting in Seattle for about 7 years, and I was forced off the air in Seattle because I supported President Trump. They didn't want to hear it.
Letztes Jahr wurde Ted nach 7 Jahren Radioshow in Seattle aus dieser Show sozusagen entlassen, weil er eben über Trump gesprochen hat, im Positiven, und das war nicht gewünscht.
So now, I don't talk about politics on the air generally. But he has been very helpful to the Hopi. He's raised all this money to help them out with clean water. So.
Mm-hmm. Normalerweise spricht Ted nicht über diese Dinge, aber er möchte es trotzdem erwähnen, dass dank Trump eben dieses Geld zusammengekommen ist, um die Hopi-Indianer zu unterstützen.
And I think one of the lessons is to learn that we're all one big family on this planet, mm-hmm. irregardless of race, creed, color, what language you speak, what political party you're with. We're all one on this planet. That's my perspective.
Well, and Ted, I think, you know, some people get different information from different sources. Some things are known, some things are unknown. Right. So many things are spun. You know, it's just really hard. And it makes a lot of sense why there's a lot of, you know, walls up, but everyone's getting so much different information. And
polarizing.
It's a
polarizing time right now.
Yeah, so it's better just to leave it out.
Leave it out, right. Yeah.
And the main thing, we're doing some great things. Like I said, getting those water units. Our goal is to go into 20,000 homes for the children and their families. And we've been doing great work. So, you know, Ted, like I said, from the beginning when you started this, look where we're going now. Over 300 homes with water filtration systems from the grassroots side. And we just started delivering water units to the Navajo tribe. So to even get the tribes together, because as you know, it was a big beef between the Hopi and Navajo tribes. And now we even bringing those guys together. It's totally amazing how we're reaching out and getting everybody to love each other, even though they had a Hatfield and McCoy war, hating each other for years, they're bonding. So we're doing some great things.
Yeah. Yep. Centuries, they had this fighting going on between the two tribes, and now they're getting along. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, so they realized outside sources were causing the polarity, and just like what's happening now. And so we just got to cut through that. And
Let's get them water.
Yeah.
Get them water. Get them healthy.
How they say, flow. For love of
water. For love of water. F-L-O-W.
Let your love flow. Yeah. Let your love flow.
I was going to ask you, Leon, you guys are planning a fundraiser. Is that right? Later in the year when this COVID thing's ended?
Yeah. We're looking at doing a fundraiser with over, we're looking at a place on the reservation that holds 20,000 people when this COVID is over. Sure. We got some amazing people that's joining us, some amazing artists. We got artists from Cirque du Soleil. Nice. We just got the song from Tony Battles, the Water Message song that you guys have. Artist that from Carrie Ann Callahan, one of her artists that put a song together, along with Earl Footy, who's put his song together. We also have the Pop String Orchestra from Las Vegas, who has been helping me out with this. They're actually having an online concert, and I'll send you the information to pass out to everyone if they want to check it out, from David Prosecco and the Pop String Orchestra out of Las Vegas, who's been helping us also. And we're looking at putting them on the reservation. So, and the Marleys that we're talking to that Ernest had put together. So,
Fantastic.
We're doing some amazing work on some great fundraising concerts. We're also looking at a live stream. We have Blue Danube, one of the big film producers who's working with us. So, we have some serious momentum. Our fundraising, everybody is getting involved. Chris Hansen, one of the MSNBC announcers, is going to be one of the MCs, along with We Want You to Be There, Ted.
Also, I'd love to be there.
So we're doing some really cool stuff.
Great. That's wonderful.
Is there a date already?
Kicking that can down.
Yep. When the reservation will open because of COVID. So we don't have a date yet. We're waiting on the reservation to open, and we're going to have an amazing fundraising show. We would like to also put a Zoom link so you guys can see this show and
absolutely and
maybe send it out to, you know, your followers and people, you know, over there in Austria and Germany to see this wonderful concert that we're putting together for the Hopi and Navajo tribes.
I took a little vacation yesterday, so I know a lot of people were trying to reach me, and I just needed a break. So that's what I did yesterday. I didn't mean to disappear on everybody, but I did run across a medical article that just came out yesterday on COVID, and they did a seven scientists from seven different public universities in the United States, including Harvard, Cornell, USC, Berkeley. I can't remember all the different institutions. But they did a study of 1,500 COVID samples and found that all of them were either influenza A or influenza B. There was no COVID allegedly in the samples. Mm-hmm. And they said their study indicated that the whole COVID thing was a fake crisis used by China and the globalists to shut down the world economy. They couldn't find any evidence of COVID. That's what they're saying. So.
Okay. Where can we find this article? Is it somewhere online?
Yeah. I'll give you the site. It's Joe R.I. I'll type it in. I'll just type it in.
Ted hat gerade über einen Artikel gesprochen in der wissenschaftlichen Zeitung, wo sieben anerkannte Wissenschaftler nachgewiesen haben, dass es, sie haben also mehrere Proben, über 500 Proben gehabt, angebliche Covid-positiv oder Proben von Covid, und in keinem war Covid nachweisbar. Es war alles die Influenza A oder Influenza B, die man da entdeckt hat, aber kein Covid-19.
Ja, jetzt
der Artikel dazu, den würde ich gleich noch mit nennen. Da kann jeder gern mal selber drüber lesen.
Okay. There it is there. That's the site. Okay, Joe, it's Joe. R-I, Z as in zebra, O-L-I, and then opinions, O-P-I-N-I-O-N-S dot onlinegroups.net. That's where it is. That's the study. Draw your own conclusions. I don't mean to say I have the answers. I don't, but that's what
scientists from some of the most famous universities in America just found out yesterday. Published study.
Okay, ich würde, Gerhard, vielleicht können wir diesen Link sichtbar wieder irgendwo machen, dann unter unserer Aufnahme.
Ja, das machen
wir. Noch etwas länger. Und damit jeder, der Interesse hat, sich da mal nochmal reinlesen kann.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Leon, what is the song called you mentioned before?
Oh, it's called Native Tears from Tony Battles.
How do you spell it? I try to get it now.
Okay. It's Native.
Yeah.
Native. Tears. Yeah. TEARS.
Mm-hmm. And Tony?
From Tony Battles, a Clean Water Foundation. I think you played it on your last show. If not, I can send it to you.
Okay. Battles is what? How do you spell
it? BATTLE.
B-A-T-T-L-E.
If you go on YouTube and you see Clean Water Foundation on YouTube, you can go Clean Water Foundation. You will see the song.
Yeah. Okay.
Or I can send it to you.
Okay. I try to find it on YouTube.
Okay. Were you able to pull it up?
Yeah.
That's the one. That's an awesome song. The thing about that song is that when they told the artist about the situation, he came up and wrote the song, sung the song, and the elders and Ernest and those guys was like, this song is amazing. Mm-hmm. For somebody who really didn't know our cause but heard about it, and to put a song like this together was totally unbelievable. They loved it, along with Earl Futi's song also.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. Also wir haben jetzt gerade über einen Song gesprochen von Tony Battles, Native Tears, auf YouTube zu finden oder Clean Water Foundation einfach mal eingeben. Und vielleicht können wir mal reinhören. Ich weiß nicht, ob wir das live schalten können.
Ja, ich brauche nur ein paar Minuten. Wir könnten es noch kurz weiter plaudern und ich bin gleich soweit.
Okay. Gerhard, he would love to put this song, but he still needs some minutes. So maybe we
okay, that's talk. Fine. Just take your time, my friend. Take mm-hmm. your time.
I'm afraid I can't join you for the next hour. I've got to get back to my business.
Okay. All right,
thank
Martha.
Lovely chatting with you all.
Martha. It's so nice to you. By the way, Martha, I want to tell you some good news about Sedona. It's going to be one of the first places this year ascending into the fifth dimension. So.
Oh, we're already there.
That's why you're here.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let me try bye-bye. To see if I can get Ernest back on, and then I'm going to join you, Ted, but I think I can get him back on.
I just tell him I'm going to stay out of, I don't mean, I just want to get, I'm not going to talk about that.
Just apologize.
It's all good. Yeah. I'll get them back on. I'm going to join you guys in a second and let me get Ernest back on.
Okay, that's fine. That's totally
okay. Perfect.
Fine.
That's so, totally fine. And I got the song now, right now, the Clean Water Foundation Native Tears here.
Can I
start it?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Should we cut it from Facebook?
I don't know. Probably good idea. Cut it from Facebook.
Okay, good. I played for our listeners here on the radio.
Great, great.
Oh, that is great.
That's great.
This is right?
Yep.
That's fine.
So, ich muss das leider trennen, weil sonst kann es sein, dass Facebook es rausschmeißt, gell? Auf Radio Zoll spiele ich es noch weiter.
I think we have to wait for Gerhard.
So.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah?